Shutdown looms. The deadline is midnight tonight. Democrats pushing for an extension of Obamacare subsidies. Republicans saying that's not a part of the funding deal. Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks from New York.
They have the ability to right now to say that we're going to keep Medicaid and the subsidies to the Affordable Care Act in place.
Hamas has yet to respond to the 20-point Gaza ceasefire plan that's gaining international support. Outer bands of Hurricane Umberto lashing Bermuda, newly formed Hurricane Imelda close behind. This is ABC News. She was once a star CEO on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Now a judge has sentenced startup founder Charlie Javige to 7 years in prison after being convicted of duping a major investment bank out of $175 million. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Charlie Javige sold her startup company called Frank to J.P. Morgan Chase back in 2021. At the time, she claimed her company, which helped streamline the financial aid process for low-income college students, had millions of users. But after the deal went through, J.P. Morgan discovered that number was close to just 300,000, and Javige had fabricated most of the user information. Javige, now 33, was convicted in March.
She also has to pay nearly $300 million in restitution. McDonald's Monopoly is making a comeback for the first time in nearly a decade. The game can be played digitally now, and it also comes with new safeguards after a scam uncovered in the early 2000s stole nearly $24 million in prizes. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Bucks add coffee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks introduced their new 6'7" forward, Amir Coffee, at their media day. Coffee played for Bucks head coach Doc Rivers when the two were together at the LA Clippers.
I got on the phone with Doc and we had a couple good conversations. And, I felt comfortable with the decision I made to come here and, start back up with him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, unable to attend, he's still in Greece with COVID and was asked on a Zoom call, how's he doing after playing in the European League this summer?
Me personally, I'm feeling good. My confidence is in the all-time high right now. Can't wait to, get on the court with the guys and try to represent the team in the best way possible.
Baseball, the Cubs host the Padres in the wild card playoffs. The winner of that three-game series will face the Brewers in the National League Divisional Playoffs in Milwaukee on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some good news at the pump for Green Bay drivers. Gas prices in Green Bay have fallen 8 cents per gallon over the past week, averaging about $2.80 today. That's nearly 30 cents lower than the national average. Patrick DeHaan, a petroleum analyst for Gas Buddy, says gas prices have seen a notable weekly drop in most states as seasonal factors ramp up their impact, namely the switch to cheaper winter gasoline and falling demand for gas. For now, DeHaan says seasonal factors will remain the primary driver of relief at the pump. Green Bay police are inviting you to come join them for a cup of coffee tomorrow morning. October 1st is National Coffee with a Cop Day, and our local officers will be at Bay Motel and Family Restaurant on Military Avenue from 8 to 10 a.m. tomorrow. No set agenda, they say, just conversation and coffee. And don't forget, tomorrow night is the last farmers market on Broadway for the season. Looks like a beautiful night to be out there enjoying live music and picking up some of the last fresh produce of the season. The farmers market on Broadway is one of Wisconsin's largest markets. More than 120 local vendors line the streets with fresh produce, baked goods, coffee, flowers, plants, and more. The market runs tomorrow from 3 to 8 p.m. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Are you still sore at me for playing Monster Mash?
Well, it's still September.
Yeah, but that was my whole point.
I know. But are you going to let the retail world rule your life, Dan?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Green Bay.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
News at Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW, the station with the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. And about an hour from now, you will have the next keyword. That's the next chance to win green, cash, and gold jewelry.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a town or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and lay by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright,
da 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 da. Summertime, and we'll sing again. We go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends, and we'll all go into town. Down, you can make it good and live by. When
as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da.
Talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff, 97.9 WGBW.
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Okay, I've got another Timeless commercial coming up. I don't know if this is so timeless as the product it's selling is. Girls are going to love this one. That's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Keep it here for another Timeless commercial on the station with local news and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
Learn about the food you eat on the Midwest Farm Report. Join Farm Babe Pam Yonke and her team every weekday morning from 5 to 6 on 97.9 WGBW. Brought to you by Brickstead Dairy Farms and Greenleaf. Smart dairy, healthy planet. BricksteadDairy.com. It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, Materialized Again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th. Festival Foods Craft Oberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Inside Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Okay, I wonder what year this was. Some expert will know. But that's not really even the point here. Just listen to this very early Barbie commercial.
It all started at the dance. Barbie, the famous teenage fashion model doll by Mattel, felt that this was to be a special night. And then it happened. She met Ken.
Ken!
And somehow she knew that she and Ken would be going together. So now Mattel brings you Ken, Barbie's boyfriend.
Oh.
With a complete wardrobe of perfectly tailored clothes
of course
unmatched
there's a wardrobe.
Quality. Now Ken and Barbie meet for lunch at school, go to fraternity parties, and just relax together.
Letterman sweater.
Think of the fun you'll have taking Barbie and Ken on dates, dressing each one just right. You'll find Ken wherever toys are sold. Look for this special tag that tells you he's the genuine Ken.
Oh.
Get both Barbie and Ken and see where the romance will lead. It could lead to this. And remember,
bridal gown.
You can tell it's Mattel. It's swell.
It's swell. You know, they never did. Did they ever find, you know, like a therapist Barbie? I'm just thinking. Because that might have been a thing. WGBW.
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat.
Since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers, to the Ashwaubenon PAC on Southridge Road, Friday, October 3rd. Hear the music of Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers, performed live at the Ashwaubenon PAC by Sean Altman and Jack Sculler. Wake up, little Susie.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
All I have to do is dream. Bye-bye, love. Kathy's Clown.
Here he comes, that's Kathy's Clown.
Till I Kissed You.
Never felt like this until I kissed you.
And more. Tickets available at ashwaubenonpac.org or listen to Dan Marcus Mornings on 97.9 WGBW to win tickets. The Everly Set.
I've got my pride and I know how to hide.
A celebration of the Everly Brothers at the Ashwaubenon PAC, October 3rd, with 97.9 WGBW.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. 'Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be?
Came to be, so we grew up together, my mama, child, and me. Now things were bad and she was scared, but whenever I would cry, she'd calm my fears and dry my tears with a rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, it'll be alright. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, just hold on tight. Sing it to me, mama. My mama. Sing it sweet.
last for long. And we dream of better mornings when mama sang a song. Now I can't recall the words at all. It don't make sense to try, 'cause I just knew lots of love came through in that rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, "Shine, shine, na 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 na, just hold on tight." I can hear your mama, 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 mama. Nothing moves my soul like the sound of a good old rock and roll lullaby.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. New test scores for Wisconsin kids aren't great, and they're even worse for kids of color. The latest test scores from the State Department of Public Instruction show major racial and income gaps once again. Just 18% of black students reached expectations in English, compared to more than 61% of white students. The new data shows only about half of all public school students are hitting the mark for English and math. State Superintendent Jill Underley says these scores matter, but they don't show the challenges students bring to school, like worries at home and mental health struggles. And as if you needed one more reason to cheer on the Pack, how's this? Every time the Packers win a game this season, Wisconsin veterans will get $100,000 toward erasing their debts. That's how much the Packers, teaming up with Verizon, will put toward debt relief for veterans after each Packer win. In a press release, the Packers say this initiative will be carried out in collaboration with ForgiveCo, a public benefit corporation that partners with organizations to abolish unpayable debt. They say medical and financial debt disproportionately impacts veterans returning to civilian life and seeking care. No applications are required. Veterans will be identified through ForgiveCo's Random Acts of Kindness model and be notified after each Packers win. And today is the last weekday of September. So you know what that means, Dan, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay, maybe that was a stupid question. Because today is National Ask a Stupid Question Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is. It's observed.
That's every day for me.
It's observed on the last weekday of September each year. A few sources claim the day was created sometime in the 80s by a group of teachers when teachers were trying to get students to ask more questions in the classroom.
Okay.
So,
do you remember any stupid questions you've ever asked?
There was no such thing as a stupid question, was what I always thought.
No, where I went to school.
Maybe you are the reason this holiday came to be.
Sister Mary Agony gave me the stink eye when she said, "Do you have any questions, Dan?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "What is it?" And I said, "Does it look like I was paying attention?"
Oh, Dan. Well, today, Dan, ask away, free of judgment.
No. Oh, no such thing. But thank you, Connie.
Yeah.
Okay, ask a stupid question day. It's here.
Green Bay weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Local news, timeless hits 97.9 WGBW because you can never get too much cowbell. We'll be right back.
this dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due, you know it.
Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. You know the song You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin' by the Righteous Brothers, right? Well, here's the Righteous Brothers with what I call You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling 2.0.
Without you. And I'm telling you, honey, You're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
M&M's commercial. Mm-mm, good. No, that was Campbell's Soup. I'm sorry. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. 844. I rounded up a few seconds because that's what I do. The temperature 62 right now. We're going to flirt with 80 today. And that's okay. That's okay. It's going to stay warmer than usual. Warmer than you would expect for the first week of October, even. Hey, listen, coming up Friday night, and I'm so looking forward to this. This is going to be a great concert. It's the tribute to the Everly Brothers called The Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers. Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. Tickets available now at the ashwaubenonpac.org. ashwaubenonpac.org. There are links on our website, by the way. Or you can just probably get some tickets at the door. Or you can win them right now if you're the fifth caller at 920-588-8957. 920-588-8957. Call now and good luck from 97.9 WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
And congratulations to Greg calling in from Green Bay. He's got the tickets to see the Everly Set Friday at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. Tickets available now, ashwaubenonpac.org, or keep listening. I got another pair that I can give away sometime, not yet today. I'm going to turn you over to Laura pretty soon. Laura McKenna has got more multi-state keywords for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. She's here 9 to 2. She'll be giving you three of them. The first one coming right after 9 o'clock here on 97.9 WGBW.
Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
the windowsill. But if you wanna live in New York City, honey, you know I will.
Yes, I will, yes, I will.
I never thought I could get satisfaction from just one man. But if
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. I've got just enough time left to tell you that Laura McKenna is next, and she's going to have another multi-state keyword. She's going to have three of them, actually, before she leaves, and Eric Westfall steps in at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So more chances to win coming. Next one in minutes on WGBW.
I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of military officials just summoned to Virginia to hear Secretary of War Pete Hegseth tell them that new directives for troops will include male-only standards for physical fitness and an end to so-called woke culture in the military.
Today, at my direction, we are also adding a combat field test.
for combat arms units that must be executable in any environment at any time and with combat equipment.
Hegseth says he is also loosening disciplinary rules and weakening the precautions on hazing, saying the era of political correctness in the military is over. Federal government appears to be on the road to shut down. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken down. Midnight is the deadline. There's no response yet from Hamas on the 20-point ceasefire proposal put forth by President Trump yesterday. Gaza today, another 42 Palestinians were killed. Tropical storm Imelda expected to create wet, windy conditions on the East Coast this week. This is ABC News. A text message to a Trump cabinet secretary recently appears to show concern within the Trump administration about U.S. soybean exports. American farmers typically sell to China billions of dollars worth. Beijing has stopped buying in response to the Trump tariffs. ABC's Morgan Norwood with more.
A photo taken by the Associated Press at the U.N. last week appears to show a text message to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessin from BR, widely considered to be Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. The message reads, "We bailed out Argentina yesterday, and in return, the Argentines removed their export tariffs on grains, reducing their price, and sold a bunch of soybeans to China at a time when we would normally